Lesson 13. Jesus Christ heals the sick. Purpose: to help each child have the desire to show love and compassion for others, as Jesus did when he healed the sick. Preparation. 1. Prayerfully study Matthew chapter 8 verses 5 through 10 and 13, chapter 25 verses 34 through 40, Mark chapter 1 verses 40 through 45, Luke chapter 4 verses 38 through 40, and chapter 7 verses 11 through 17, and John chapter 4 verses 46 through 54, and chapter 13 verses 34 through 35. Then study the lesson and decide how you want to teach the children the scripture account. See Preparing Your Lessons, page Roman numeral 6, and Teaching from the Scriptures, page Roman numeral 7. 2. Select the discussion questions and enrichment activities that will involve the children and best help them achieve the purpose of the lesson. 3. Materials needed: a Bible or a New Testament for each child. Suggested lesson development: invite a child to give the opening prayer. Attention activity: tell the following story about Heber J. Grant, who later became the seventh president of the church. Heber wrapped his thin coat around him and shivered in the cold. It would soon be his birthday, and all he wanted was a warm coat. But they were too poor to buy a coat. Sometimes they went to bed early because there was no fuel to keep the house warm, and sometimes he was hungry because there was not enough food. To earn money, Heber's mother often worked far into the night, sewing clothes for others. On Heber's birthday, his mother gave him a beautiful coat, made from leftover material. Heber could hardly wait to go outside and feel its warmth. A few weeks later, Heber saw a boy just his size crying. He was wearing only a sweater, and Heber knew how cold he must be. The boy looked longingly at Heber's coat. Heber stopped and, almost without thinking, took the coat off and gave it to the boy. That afternoon, Heber's mother saw him wearing his old coat. She asked, "What have you done with your new coat?" Heber wondered how to tell her. Then he said, "I saw a boy who needed it worse than I did, so I gave it to him." "Couldn't you have given him your old one?" she asked. Heber looked up at his mother, hoping she would understand, and saw her eyes fill up with tears. He threw his arms around her as she answered her own question. "Of course you couldn't, Heber," she said. "Of course you couldn't." Adapted from The Coat, retold by Lucille C. Reading, Children's Friend, November 1966, page 5. Page 45. Ask the children to imagine how Heber felt when he saw the boy crying because he was cold. Explain that Heber had love and compassion for the boy. Jesus wants us to love others like President Grant did. Explain that this lesson shows how Jesus set an example of love and compassion by healing the sick. Alternate attention activity: write each word from John chapter 13, verse 34, on separate pieces of paper. Scramble the papers and ask the children to arrange them in proper order. Let them use their scriptures if they need help. Scripture: John chapter 13, verse 34. "A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another." Back to text. Scripture accounts: teach the children accounts of Jesus' miraculous healings. For suggested ways to teach scripture accounts, see Teaching from the Scriptures, page Roman numeral 7. Help the children understand that Jesus had great love and compassion for the sick. 1. Healing the centurion's servant. Scripture: Matthew chapter 8, verses 5 through 10 and verse 13. 5. "And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion, beseeching him," 6, "and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented." 7. "And Jesus saith unto him, I will come and heal him." 8. "The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed." 9. "For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me, and I say to this man, Go, and he goeth, and to another, Come, and he cometh, and to my servant, Do this, and he doeth it." 10. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, Verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. 13. And Jesus said unto the centurion, Go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. Back to text. Explain that the centurion was a Roman army officer who commanded many soldiers. He had heard about Jesus and had faith in him. 2. Healing a leper. Scripture, Mark chapter 1, verses 40 through 45. 40. And there came a leper to him, beseeching him, and kneeling down to him, and saying unto him, If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. 41. And Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand, and touched him, and saith unto him, I will, be thou clean. 42. And as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him, and he was cleansed. 43. And he straitly charged him, and forthwith sent him away. 44. And saith unto him, See thou say nothing to any man, but go thy way, show thyself to the priest, and offer for thy cleansing those things which Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. 45. But he went out, and began to publish it much, and to blaze abroad the matter, insomuch that Jesus could no more openly enter into the city, but was without in desert places, and they came to him from every quarter. Back to text. Explain that lepers suffer a terrible form of skin disease. Because leprosy was thought to be highly contagious, those with the disease were often not allowed to live in the cities, and they were shunned by those without leprosy. 3. Healing Peter's mother-in-law and many others. Scripture, Luke chapter 4, verses 38 through 40. 38. And he arose out of the synagogue and entered into Simon's house. And Simon's wife's mother was taken with a great fever, and they besought him for her. 39. And he stood over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her. And immediately she arose and ministered unto them. 40. Now when the sun was setting, all they that had any sick with divers diseases brought them unto him, and he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. Back to text. 4. Raising the widow's son from the dead. Scripture, Luke chapter 7, verses 11 through 17. 11. And it came to pass the day after that he went into a city called Nain, and many of his disciples went with him, and much people. 12. Now when he came nigh to the gate of the city, behold, there was a dead man carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow, and much people of the city was with her. 13. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her, and said unto her, Weep not. 14. And he came and touched the bier, and they that bare him stood still, and he said, Young man, I say unto thee, arise. 15. And he that was dead sat up, and began to speak, and he delivered him to his mother. 16. And there came a fear on all, and they glorified God, saying, That a great prophet is risen up among us, and that God hath visited his people. 17. And this rumor of him went forth throughout all Judea, and throughout all the region round about. Back to text. 5. Healing the nobleman's son. Scripture, John chapter 4, verses 46 through 54. 46. So Jesus came again into Cana of Galilee, where he made the water wine. And there was a certain nobleman whose son was sick at Capernaum. 47. When he heard that Jesus was come out of Judea into Galilee, he went unto him and besought him that he would come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. 48. Then said Jesus unto him, Except ye see signs and wonders, ye will not believe. 49. The nobleman saith unto him, Sir, come down ere my child die. 50. Jesus saith unto him, Go thy way, thy son liveth. And the man believed the word that Jesus had spoken unto him, and he went his way. 51. And as he was now going down, his servants met him and told him, saying, Thy son liveth. 52. Then inquired he of them the hour when he began to amend. And they said unto him, Yesterday, at the seventh hour, the fever left him. 53. So the father knew that it was at the same hour in the which Jesus said unto him, Thy son liveth, and himself believed, and his whole house. 54. This is again the second miracle that Jesus did when he was come out of Judea into Galilee. Back to text. Read by Marty Tuller.
Discussion and application questions. Study the following questions and the scripture references as you prepare your lesson. Use the questions you feel will best help the children understand the scriptures and apply the principles in their lives. Reading the references with the children in class will help them gain insights into the scriptures. Why do you think Jesus performed these miracles? Scriptures. John chapter 9, verses 1 through 3. 1. And Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. 2. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? 3. Jesus answered, Neither hath this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. Back to text. Refer again to Mark chapter 1, verse 41, and Luke chapter 7, verse 13. How did these healings bless the lives of the people involved? Scripture, John chapter 4, verses 52 and 53. 52. Then inquired he of them the hour when he began to amend, and they said unto him, Yesterday at the seventh hour the fever left him. 53. So the father knew that it was the same hour in which Jesus said unto him, Thy son liveth, and himself believed, and his whole house. Back to text. What qualities do we need to develop in our lives if we are going to follow the Savior's example in these accounts? Scripture, John chapter 13, verse 35. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. Back to text. You might want to give the children time to underline these verses. How can we show love, compassion, and concern toward people who are in need? Invite the children to share experiences of how they felt when someone helped them. Did Jesus know all of the people he healed? Refer to Matthew chapter 8, verses 5 through 8. What does this tell us about whom we should help if we see someone in need? After Jesus healed the leper, what did he ask him to do? Refer to Mark chapter 1, verses 43 and 44. What does this tell us about how we should help others? How does helping others in need bring us closer to Heavenly Father and Jesus? Scripture, Matthew chapter 25, verse 45. Then shall he answer them, saying, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye did it not to one of the least of these, ye did it not to me. Back to text. How do you feel when you help someone? Invite class members to share experiences when they helped someone in need or when they received help from another person. Page 46. Enrichment activities. You may use one or more of the following activities any time during the lesson or as a review, summary, or challenge. 1. Have a child read the following. Scripture, 1 John chapter 3, verse 18. My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Back to text. Explain that this verse is telling us that we should not only tell people we love them, we should show our love through our actions. It is what we do for someone else that shows we love them. Have the children act out ways they can show love for their families and friends. 2. Have a child read this quote from President Spencer W. Kimball. God does notice us, and he watches over us, but it is usually through another person that he meets our needs. Small Acts of Service, Ensign, December 1974, page 5. Ask each child to tell about a situation when Heavenly Father has met his or her needs through another person. You could also tell the children about a person you know who has helped someone else in need. Emphasize that this person has developed love, compassion, and concern for others and shows that love through acts of service. 3. Have the children read the following scriptures about serving others. Scriptures, Matthew chapter 25, verses 34 through 40. 34. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. 35. For I was an hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. 36. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. 37. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered, and fed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee drink? 38. When saw we thee a stranger, and took thee in, or naked, and clothed thee? 39. Or when saw we thee sick, or in prison, and came unto thee? 40. And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Mosiah chapter 2, verses 17 and 18. 17. And behold, I tell you these things, that ye may learn wisdom, that ye may learn that when ye are in the service of your fellow beings, ye are only in the service of your God. 18. Behold, ye have called me your king, and if I, whom ye call your king, do labor to serve you, then ought ye not to labor to serve one another? Mosiah chapter 4, verses 14 and 15. 14. And ye will not suffer your children that they go hungry or naked, neither will ye suffer that they transgress the laws of God, and fight and quarrel one with another, and serve the devil, who is the master of sin, or who is the evil spirit which hath been spoken of by our fathers, he being an enemy to all righteousness. 15. But ye will teach them to walk in the ways of truth and soberness. Ye will teach them to love one another and to serve one another. Back to text. Together make a list of the things these scriptures tell us we should do for others. Have the children choose an act of service they could perform during the coming week. 4. Divide the class into small groups and give each group one or more of the following situations. You could also make up your own situations. Have the children act out ways they could show love and compassion and serve these people. A new child comes to primary and doesn't know anyone. A child in your primary class gets sick. Your friend is not a member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Someone in your ward or branch is lonely. Your parents are busy and ask you to help take care of your little brother or sister. Someone says unkind things to a friend of yours. Conclusion. Testimony. Express your gratitude for the life and example of the Savior. Testify that we are following Jesus' teachings when we show compassion and love to those around us. Suggest to the children that during the week they should try to show more love and do small acts of service for their families and others. Suggested home reading. Suggest that the children study Mark chapter 1, verses 40 through 45, and Luke chapter 7, verses 11 through 17 at home as a review of this lesson.
Suggested family sharing. Encourage the children to share with their families a specific part of the lesson, such as a story, question, or activity, or to read with their families the suggested home reading.
Invite a child to give the closing prayer. End of Lesson 13, Jesus Christ Heals the Sick.